It's Eric and Thomas in Ipava, Illinois, with the South Fulton Lady Rebel softball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Excellent. Let's meet the South Fulton Lady Rebels softball team.
Kirsten Davis, junior, pitcher.
Cassidy Williams, junior, first base.
Justice Spencer, sophomore, first base.
Maddie Coulter, junior, center field.
Holiday Coster, freshman, catcher.
Cynthia Skiles, junior, outfield.
McKenna LaFever, freshman, pitcher.
Jarissa Stone King, sophomore, catcher.
Sierra Derry, senior, first baseman.
Claire Stevens, sophomore, left field.
Gabby Kreps, sophomore, third base.
Amanda Parker, sophomore, pitcher.
Brittany Poppenegger, senior, shortstop.
Bailey McKinney, senior, right field.
Hannah Gould, sophomore, pitcher.
Leah Norris, junior, second base.
Taylor Ritchie, sophomore, pitcher.
Emily Rolfing, freshman, outfield.
Chloe Craycraft, freshman, second base.
Dagan Renault, freshman, third base.
Gracie Markley, freshman, catcher.
Sky Stanball, freshman, outfield.
With the Lady Rebels softball team in South Fulton and the head coach, Jim Melvin. Jim, how are you?
I'm great.
I think we can put our winter coats away. What do you think?
I'm not quite ready to do that. Just when I think it's going to get nice out, we get another day like we did Wednesday. So,
because you're a softball coach in April, you know how it goes, right?
I do.
Yeah. How many games have you lost this year to rain or cold?
We probably lost a good third of our schedule so far. We've done better than some schools. I've seen some schools that have only got like four or five games in. We've actually got 13 in, so we're doing pretty well compared to some.
It's the nature, though, right? You're kind of used to it every year being kind of unpredictable.
We lost half of our schedule last year, so yeah, the nature of a spring sport, you're going to lose a lot of games to the weather or play in some really bad days.
Tell me about this Lady Rebel squad. We know the fans are great. That's why we're here today. You beat two other teams in voting on Hometown Heroes. It's been a little while since we've been to South Fulton for the Lady Rebel softball team, but tell me about the squad this year.
We're very young, but very exuberant. We play sometimes like a young team, and sometimes we play like a really experienced team, but they're a really great group to work with. When you have young girls, they get excited easy sometimes, and they've made for a bit of a, I would say, a roller coaster year as far as emotions go,
sure.
but a really great group of girls to work with.
Jim, where did you where were you born and raised? Where did you start playing softball, and how did you end up here?
Well, I grew up in Abingdon, Illinois. Went to Abingdon High School a very long time ago. My older sister played softball, high school, college, and beyond. And so I got really acquainted with softball through tailing her around to all the games that she played in. And when I came down here as a teacher much later in life, they didn't have a softball coach. I had a solid background in baseball coaching. Softball's a lot different, and I'm finding that out. But certainly, I really enjoyed the experience of being able to work with the girls.
Yeah. From baseball to softball, a bigger challenge, a different challenge.
There's things that are similar, but there's a lot that's different, and you have to not even that, just the technicalities of coaching softball, but coaching girls is different than coaching boys, which is something that I've learned as well.
Next couple weeks, games coming up that you're looking forward to, probably every one.
A lot of big games coming up. We've got a lot of conference games this next week. We're going to play North Fulton and Farmington, who are two really tough teams that we'll be going up against. The following week, we'll have what we call our Light It Up Blue event. We usually do it in April, but it got canceled due to the weather. Imagine that. So we had to back it up to May 3rd. We signify a home game every year for autism awareness, and we do a fundraiser. We sell shirts, and all the proceeds go to a local organization that works with autistic children, and it's something we really get excited about every year. So that first week of May, that'll be the highlight of our week there.
Not just showing these girls great competition, but giving back too, and that's great.
Yes, we love the idea that we are part of the community and that we can be a service team as well as an athletic team. And the girls really bought into it. When I came here as a coach, I suggested we needed to do something.
Sure.
And they embraced the idea of doing something with autism, and it's really took off. The community has really supported us in it, and we're very proud of our work there.
Well, Coach, at the end of the spring sports season, Thomas, what there's usually nine teams, and they're randomly pulled. We could be back with a $1,000 check and a big old trophy, but for now, T-shirts, a plaque, and we'll do a video with the girls, and here's to great weather the rest of the way for you.
Boy, I hope so. We're really looking forward to some real softball weather.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach, so much.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.